Marks. Madam Minister, you have the floor. Thank you, President. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, ambassadors, permanent representatives, distinguished delegates, it is with great pleasure that I address this August assembly of the 33rd session of the working group of the UPR. With the adoption of our national report for Côte d'Ivoire in the third cycle of the UPR. On behalf of His Excellency Mr. Alassane Ouattara, the President of the Republic of Côte d'Ivoire, I would like to avail myself of this opportunity to bear witness, or to express rather, my appreciation to all of those who work on a daily basis for the proper function of this important body. Namely, the Human Rights Council, through, including others, the UPR. With your forbearance, I will also express my sincere appreciation to Mr. Kolisek for the manner, the brilliant manner, in which he has presided over the Human Rights Council. To the members of the UPR Secretariat, the Troika, as well as the entirety of the distinguished delegates of the member countries of the working group, I thank you for your commitment and for your efficacy. I thank you for your action aimed at ensuring the effectiveness of human rights through and around the world. We also wish to commend the High Commissioner's Office for Human Rights. My country, with the High Commissioner's Office, undertakes close and constructive cooperation. I am further pleased to express the full gratitude of my country to the permanent delegation to the International Organization of the Francophonie and the UPR in Geneva for all of their work and all of the support that has been provided us during the preparation of this report. Thanking also civil society organizations for their contributions, which has been very appreciated. President, as the final document of the Côte d'Ivoire review is submitted to the adoption of the Human Rights Council, I would like to invite the entirety of the member states of the UN system, as well as the technical partners, financial partners, bilateral partners, and multilateral partners, to invest fully in supporting the Ivorian government under the aegis of His Excellency Mr. Amadou Gongou Daly, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, with the implementation of these recommendations. Indeed, with the 258 recommendations that came in this review, my country has accepted 214. Postponing decision on 20, noting 14. I can already assure you that the Ivorian government will do its best to send along information on all of the recommendations to the relevant stakeholders, public and private sector actors, the ministerial departments and institutions, parliament, social and professional organizations, CSOs, as well as technical and financial partners. Putting in place a follow-up strategy for the implementation of these recommendations will involve the participation of all of the different departments and sectors I've mentioned. All of these activities, to include those already underway, should allow the Ivorian government to identify, with no doubt whatsoever, those actions which will bring the implementation of these recommendations. Through this lens, as we are convinced that an effective implementation of recommendations require necessarily the adoption of these recommendations, the government of Côte d'Ivoire has launched the process of a new national development plan, working with the treaty bodies, focusing on these 17 SDGs. Mr. President, to conclude, I should like to reaffirm the commitment of the government of Cote d'Ivoire when it comes to fully honoring the recommendations accepted in the third cycle of the UPR. To this end, the Ivorian government again urges the international community and the technical and financial partners, bilateral and multilateral, to support us in our efforts that are aimed at promoting and protecting and defending human rights.